Hi, I'm Tom, and I'm here with Monica Vasconcelos, who is playing at Leeds Grand Theatre on Thursday, playing her project Brazilian Freedom Songs. Hi, Monica, how are you?
Hello, Tom. I'm very well, thank you.
Great.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us. So could you just tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing on Thursday, the music that you'll be playing?
Okay, well, basically, 50 years ago, there was a military coup in Brazil, and that was followed by a dictatorship that lasted 21 years. And during that time, Brazil lived under a lot of oppression. We had lots of censorship to arts and culture in general. Also, we had people killed and disappeared. There was torture. Lots of people left the country. They had to live in exile. So having this big, you know, very round number, 50 years, a portion of the country has been reflecting about these issues and dealing still with the legacy of this dictatorship. So I guess that's what inspired me to think about the songs of that time, because it was the most creative time in Brazilian life, culture, music. And we have, you know, really some of Brazil's most cherished and amazing composers and lyricists were at their top at that time. So you have beautiful music coming out, beautiful music, which is the answer or the response by those musicians and composers to the dictatorship, to what was happening in Brazil. And yeah, so basically we selected a few of these songs and we are performing them. And what's very good is that I'm working in association with a professor at King's College. His name is David Trees. And David has been doing English versions of the lyrics. Again, okay. When you think about Brazil, the images of, you know, sunny beaches and samba and, you know, beautiful girls and whatever, football. Uh-huh. Football in the past, I'm not sure now, but anyway, football.
Yeah.
Those cliches, you know, come to mind. But this time we have an opportunity by actually dealing with the text of the songs, give you a deeper insight into what Brazil is, how we think, and what amazing poetry comes out of that country. And yeah.
Okay, great. So as you said, this year marks 50 years from the coup. Would you say that the influences of that time are still being felt quite heavily in Brazilian music?
Well, that musical tradition is there. I would say for many reasons that are not necessarily musical, reasons of cultural policies, the way that the music industry has gone, lots of reasons. I would say that personally, in my opinion, we are not at the same point. I would say the 60s and 70s were, for me, the climax. Uh-huh. But of course, you see, it's very possible that there are people doing amazing things, but they don't get to be heard. I would say that's not a Brazilian phenomenon. You know, it's worldwide. The industry is dead. The industry is focusing only on the most commercial aspects of things. Sales and making money.
Yeah.
It's industry, it's not art anymore.
Yeah.
At that time, it was art. I have to look really carefully to find stuff today that will move me as much. But some people might say I'm doing what everybody does, you know, being nostalgic and stuff. Anyway, I leave that to other people to decide. But the tradition is there. We will never exist without that tradition. It's inside us.
And so, yeah, as you say, 60s and 70s, there was a hugely creative time in Brazil with Bossa Nova and Tropicália, and Bossa Nova became quite popular worldwide quite quickly, didn't it? What do you think it is that makes Bossa Nova universally appealing, even for people who don't understand it?
Okay, what we are doing at this concert is not exclusively Bossa Nova. Bossa Nova was a movement. It actually happened and it came to its climax kind of almost before the military coup. And it is a beautiful music, but it actually, the content of the lyrics was to do with beauty. It was music about beauty and about love. I am completely crazy for Bossa Nova. That's where I, how to say, cut my teeth when I started singing. Uh-huh. What we are doing at this concert is a mix of styles, because in Brazil we have lots of different styles. So we do Bossa Nova as well. Not particularly Bossa Nova songs, but we do the rhythms. We use the same rhythms, the same harmonies in this gig. But we also do other styles like Baião, that comes from the North Sea, Samba, another style called Marcha Rancho, which is, again, very particular and traditional of Brazil. So just to explain, there is Bossa Nova in what we are doing, but this is not a Bossa Nova concert. It's good because whoever comes will get to hear the amazing variety and diversity of Brazilian music. There are all sorts of different grooves and rhythms, and it really is a feast.
Yeah. Okay. So, as you said, the main themes of Bossa Nova were all about love and the sea and the beauty and everything. When that started to change, what were the kind of new themes, and how long did they go on for in a different way?
Well, what happened is that when the coup happened in 64, Bossa Nova was quite established by then. And then some composers, some lyricists, they felt it would be awkward to be talking about flower and the sea and love when there were people being killed, tortured, persecuted. You know, there was no freedom in Brazil, no freedom at all. Rights were, let's say, cancelled by the dictatorship. So I think the lyrics started reflecting that new reality. And there was a new movement coming in called Tropicália. Yeah. Now, many people see Tropicália as a reaction to the dictatorship and also a reaction to Bossa Nova, because Bossa Nova was so beautiful and Tropicália was more aggressive. Uh-huh. I would say also that Tropicália marked the Brazilian entry into counterculture, you know.
Yeah.
Tropicália was the hippie movement arriving in Brazil as well, and blended with rock. So there was a change in direction, and that's when people like Gilberto Gil and Caetano Veloso emerged.
Okay, great.
Tom, listen, thank you so much for your interest, for asking these questions, and for wanting to know more about Brazil. You know, I'm very happy to speak, yeah?